Synopsis of the film Ali and Ratu Ratu Queens, A Journey to Find a Mother. For those of you who are looking for information on what to watch in your spare time, we present a film synopsis that might be your choice. Aired on the streaming platform Netflix starting from the 17th of June 2021, Ali and Ratu Ratu Queens is an Indonesian comedy-drama film produced by Pelari Films by collaborating with director Lucky Kuswandi. Taking the backdrop of New York and Jakarta, this film stars Indonesian actors and actresses who have often appeared in the Indonesian film industry. Usually films that take the background of New York City only show the luxury side. However, this does not apply to the film Ali and Ratu Ratu Queens, where this film tells the real side of immigrants living in Queens, United States of America. The story begins with Ali Iqbal Ramadan, whose mother moves to New York when he is young. Until he had to stay and care for his father Ibnu Jamil, who was having a stroke. His mother left Ali to pursue his dream of becoming a singer in New York City. Ali remembered that when his mother left to go to New York, he promised to take Ali to New York when he was successful. However, until Ali became an adult, the promise never came. Until when Ali's father died, Ali ventured to go to New York to look for his mother. With the provision of a photo and several letters ever sent by his mother. Arriving in New York, to be precise in the city of Queens. Ali started his search for his mother by going around the city and asking one of the people together whether he had ever seen his mother while opening a flyer with his mother's photo. Ali's search leads him to meet four immigrant women from Indonesia who live in Queens. They have the nickname Ratu Ratu Queens, with members of party, Nirina Zubir, who is a cleaning lady with motherly and caring nature, B.R. Azri Wellers, a doll stranded in New York with a lingering Javanese accent. Then there is Ons Tika Pangabean, who is a single mother with a fierce and funny attitude, and finally there is Chinta, Happy Salma, a woman who intends to go to New York to pursue love but ends up becoming a masseuse. The four queens agreed to help Ali find his mother. In the process of searching with Ratu Ratu Queens, Ali finds the true meaning of family. Then, how is the continuation of Ali's story? Will he be able to find his biological mother? Watch the full story in the film Ali and Ratu Ratu Queens, which airs on the Netflix streaming platform. Synopsis of the film Menkuri Radansala, Stealing Radansala, which airs on Netflix. The biggest heist of the century is just days away from his execution date. The gang is complete and ready to carry out the mission to steal the painting by the maestro, Radansala, entitled Arrest of Diponegoro. Counterfeiting, hacking, fighting and manipulation ensue in a planned heist run by a group of young amateurs. As is well known, the film Stealing Radansala is a film that has been showing in Indonesian cinemas since August 25, 2022. This film, directed by Angga Dwimas Sasongko, has a duration of 2 hours and 34 minutes and has a unique and interesting storyline about a gang of young thieves. Synopsis: Steal Radansala. Stealing Radansala is a film that tells the story of several young people. First there is Pico Iqbal Ramadan, an art student who is looking for money. He also works as an artist who forges paintings in order to free his father from prison. While doing business, suddenly Pico is offered to steal the work of Maestro Radansala, which is very heavily guarded at the State Palace. In carrying out the plan to steal and exchange the painting, Pico formed a team of talented people. These people are Yukup Anga Yunanda, a hacker, Sarah Akmanihak, a martial arts athlete, Gopher Umay Shahab, a mechanic, Tuktik Ari Iram, a street racer, and Fella Rachel Amanda. They all want to participate because Pico offers money in exchange for the theft. They all make a plan of theft and each has a role. There are many tense scenes that certainly make the audience get carried away in this film. They have a lot to deal with, not only theft, but also things of value like romance, friendship, and family. This film is played by well-known Indonesian actors whose acting skills are no doubt. Below is a list of the cast. 1. Iqbal Diafakri Ramadan as Pico 2. Anga Unanda as Yukub 3. Rachel Amanda as Fella 4. Ume Shahab as Gopher 5. Akmani Haq as Sarah 6. Ari Iram as Tuktik 7. Gaindra Bimo as Arman 8. Tio Pakusadewo as Permadi 9. DWI Sasano as Budaman 10. Attica Hasiholan as Early Very Stressful. Intrigued by this film? Watch and enjoy the emotional situational sensation that tests your adrenaline.